what it means to be an American. America is freedom, and freedom is special and rare.
We, the people of this great nation.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
We, the people of this great nation.
Good morning, my fellow patriots and Americans all across this great, great nation. And across the globe, because we have a lot of patriots that are overseas, which is mainly military. We have patriots everywhere. That's not what we're going to talk about today. We have so many different issues occurring and so many interesting debates that I had. And I had so many intelligent Republicans on my previous stream that it's just so much that it's overwhelming because we talked about so many different topics. But first, let's talk about, you know, my normal intro. America's getting stronger. The left is getting caught. We're seeing what's happening with John Kerry right now. Apparently, the left will probably come out by the end of the afternoon with something saying they caught some other Republican doing something wrong to try to bury the story. But do not be fooled. This is a very serious allegation. Giving intel from Israel to Iran, who is a terrorist country, is treason to the United States, and every Jewish American and every Israeli should be extremely upset with John Kerry. That man should not be able to step foot in Washington, D.C. He should be stepping foot into a federal penitentiary. That being said, we don't know because the left always gets away with everything, but everybody is looking, and that is what's important. People are seeing the scandals unfold right before their eyes, and that's important for our movement, for the America First movement. Because do not be fooled. I am the Republican nation, but I am for the America First movement. And I strongly believe in that movement. Now, we had a victory. I don't know if you guys knew this, but yesterday we had a very good victory. So there was a census done, right? So in that census, we have been blessed. We have been blessed with having an extra amount of seats. So now we have, on this new census, we have an extra 5 seats that are going to be for Republicans, which means we're getting there, to get control of the House. It won't be as difficult. And it's very, very interesting. And I'm very, very excited because I think that finally there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I know you guys all loved what QAnon was saying. I understand. I've gotten emails, different types of emails. I haven't read them yet. I will right now. But I know you guys, I gave him his floor. I gave him, and I spoke about it in my stream with other Republicans, which disagreed completely. I'm not trying to debunk them. I'm trying to give you guys reality. And the reality is the earth is not flat. That is reality. That is fact. That's it. He can read as many verses in the Bible. The Bible was supposed to be interpreted in many different ways and can be interpreted in many different ways. I am a person that strongly believes in God. I believe in the Bible. I believe there is a heaven. I believe there is a hell. I believe that God will judge us all on our day. And I believe that religion is a major factor in our First Amendment rights. And I strongly support religious freedoms. Now, that being said, I found a very, very interesting clip yesterday because I don't watch the news too much. Prior to what Dr. Q likes to say, I am not one that just goes ahead and engages or whatnot with I don't look at news outlets. I don't pay attention to these news outlets, but I thought this was an interesting battle between a nice little debate that was a very necessary debate with Dr. Cornel West and civil rights lawyer Leo Terrell. And I think Leo Terrell tore him up. This guy is a joke, but nevertheless, I want you guys to listen to it. So you guys can get an idea of what it is.
Cocktails, 22 cops in D.C., hospitalized for You are hurting black people by acting this position. You are taking the wrong position. No, my brother. That stuff plays out. That plays out. Address the question. Negro.
It's a very interesting argument. I enjoyed it quite a lot.
Dr. West, 749 cops, rocks, bricks, Molotov cocktails, 22 cops in D.C. hospitalized for concussions. We saw a 38-year police veteran murdered in St. Louis. We have a cop in Vegas shot in the head, 749. Do you support this madness of defunding the police?
Well, let me first say it's just good to be in dialogue with you. God bless your loved ones. And as you know, we just buried old brother George.
We've all, there's universal, professor.
Now, keep in mind, he's swaying off the question. Like, if you notice, he is literally pretty much avoiding the question. God bless, we just buried a brother. He's basically throwing the police officers aside, saying, you know what? You don't matter. We're burying a brother right now. That's all that matters.
George,
we've all there's Barry, universal George, professor. There's universal agreement.
We got to keep to this day has been a very very heavy day for many of us, my brother. So in talking about
universal agreement,
let's try to be clear about this. Now we must have respect, and there must be ability to protect. You have to have police who respect the community. There has to be community control, accountability of both citizens and police. And recognizing that the deeper issues of poverty, dilapidated schools, housing, shattered family, communities, not enough jobs with a living wage, that generates a despair.
Professor, let me ask you. Let me ask you a serious question.
But there has to be democratic control over the police.
Are you hearing this correctly? He wants democratic control over the police. Democratic control, the same cities that are falling apart under democratic control, such as Chicago.
Big city, Chicago, run decades by Democrats. They've allowed the violence, and they have failed our American children with the most horrific schools in the country.
Goes to the police. They don't have enough housing. They don't have enough education. And they certainly don't have enough jobs with a living wage. That's under Rahm Emanuel. Now, I'm no fan of Rahm Emanuel. But I'm certainly no supporter, as you know, of you and your good friend, Brother Trump himself.
Why didn't Rahm Emanuel, why did he not fix the violence?
But I'm going to ask you in the name of truth.
So you see the diversion, right? He hit him with one of the big cities, and he had no answer to it. Hit him with a democratic.
Fix the violence?
City.
Why haven't they fixed our broken school systems? We have failed America's children.
You know, Sean, you asked Dr. Cornell West the type of question you asked in a court of law. He won't answer them because he's just giving you old talking points. I'll speak to you, Dr. Cornell West, black man to black man. There's looting going on, and you try to conflate. It's my turn. You try to conflate protesting and police misconduct. And shame on you. And you're absolutely wrong. You won't address the issue. You will refuse to address the issue because I'm talking to you. I'm talking. You're not my brother. You're not my brother. You are hurting black people by acting this position. You are taking the wrong position. No, my brother. That stuff plays out. That plays out. Address the question. Do you? Oh my gosh! You have lost control. You're a dinosaur. You're an outright dinosaur. You have lost it, sir. I'm not part of your group. I'm not part of your group. You have lost it. You are a dinosaur. And you know what? You are wrong, my friend. No, I don't think so. Because your position is so way off. I will not respect you.
You come out of the block disrespecting people. Yeah. You disrespect me the day that Brother Floyd put on the president. Who do you think you are? That does not work on me.
You're wrong, my brother. Keep saying that. It's all talking points,
my brother.
And it just escalated. I mean, it just kept going back and forth with this garbage. Hannity tried to de-escalate, but...
The time... Cornell West, then we'll go to Leo. Cornell, you're up.
Not on this day. Not when Floyd Jr. put in the grave.
Leo?
Okay, I'll wait. Okay, thank you. Can I just say, you know what? You asked him a very simple question. He won't say he's against defunding the police because you know what? He's in favor of funding, defunding the police. I'm opposed to it. And this man is a dinosaur. We have to protect our community, our black community. And you know why Professor West and I are on this program? Because we have education. Right, we have to improve
Leo,
education.
Let me go back to Professor West. Brother. Professor, go ahead.
Professor.
You're a dinosaur.
Don't put words in my mouth. Sean, what you have people on this show that can't respect the people who come
on? Oh my gosh, you're giving talking points. There's no respect there because you are just giving talking
points. I ain't got no talking points. Sean knows I'm as critical of the Democratic Party, oftentimes the Republican Party.
Answer your question.
I don't talk about
talking
points at all.
Let me ask.
You're on the
fringe.
You're on the fringe.
Guys.
You're on the
fringe. Let me ask Cornell. You agree with Cornell West. Cornell West, I want to ask you a question.
That's right. Talk about truth and justice.
Let me ask you. Okay, so.
You've never been in the courtroom. You're not a lawyer. You're not a civil rights lawyer. I'll match my credentials against you any day.
We ain't talking about credentials.
Cut him off.
We ain't talking about credentials. We're talking about respect. We're talking about respect.
You get no respect for me. You get no respect for me. Cut him off.
Don't put words in my mouth and don't come out here disrespecting me on the day and shedding tears.
All right,
talky point.
I got to let it go. Thank you.
So that's what ended up escalating. That's the situation that ended up happening live. And I'm loving this because Sean has been doing this with Geraldo Rivera. He's been doing this with several different people, and I think it's fabulous that he's doing this. He's making people debate, which is a good thing. He's actually making people fight one another, which I think these are the conversations that need to be talked about because that way people see the truth. If we don't have discussion, we have no answers, we have no solutions, which is exactly the problem that we've been having. So... That being said, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to jump into the emails before I start playing you guys all the interesting clips. It might be a long show because it was just so good that I cannot, without good faith, show every single clip here because it is just phenomenal. I mean, it is just phenomenal. We had such great cast, but I'm going to go to my emails first. Because I've always stood by that. I am the voice of the American people. I will always be your voice. And I will always stand by my Republican values and my principles. And no one will ever change. I will continue to fight for you guys and gals out there. So let's get straight to the emails. Remember, if you want to be heard on the show, all you got to do is shoot me an email. Jase, J-A-S-E at therepublicannation.com. So this is from Corrine, TRN Tourbus. Hi again, Jase. A couple things. First, I wanted to let you know that the last couple days of your podcast have been loading really slowly on Apple Podcasts. So I was wondering if you were dropping them later in the day or is a fluke with Apple Podcasts. I have been dropping some of these podcasts a little bit later only because I've been so busy working on the bus that I haven't had a chance, but I will start getting these things in order. I usually run at 7 a.m. Sometimes I'm running a little bit later, but I will run a show every single day. Absolutely, without a doubt. It took so long for your latest episodes to load that I was worried that you got temporarily banned or something. Not likely. Secondly, when you go on tour, I was wondering if you would consider coming to my hometown of Aberdeen, South Dakota. Absolutely. Without a doubt. My daughter is a member of the local TARS, Teenage Republicans, here, and they would love to host an event where you spoke to local Republican youths. Of course, you know, I will not use my foul language. I will speak to them and I will speak to them proper. And yes, I would be honored to speak to the youth. A business here in town already wanted to partner with my daughter to have an event, and I think this would be a perfect opportunity if you were willing to come here. She has a Facebook page if you would like to get more information on what TARS does, or if you have any questions, you can contact me via my email with any other questions and concerns before you make any decisions. At any rate, I think your bus tour is an excellent idea. Yes, and to add to that, I'm negotiating right now with a butcher, and I'm going to be hunting and feeding people that are in need. I specifically want to create something that feeds the military that are homeless and stuff like that. I'm trying to create here in my local community with different people, barbecues for free, and I provide the meat that I hunt. So I'm trying to make America great. I'm trying to make America better. Okay, at least at my level, at the level that I can. Also, one last thing. My coworkers and I laughed way too hard when you called Dr. Q, you reptilian idiot. Best show yet, LOL. Sorry, but he is. I can't believe any... I know you don't pre-check these emails, so I'm going to put my request first. Please don't read my daughter's Facebook page info on the air, LOL. Okay, I see the info. Perfect. I will not put it on the air. Thank you for giving me a heads up, because I would have put it on the air. No lie. But yes, I would be more than honored to do that. More than honored. Okay, so we got another email from Ronnie. You're the man is the title. Hey, Jace, I'm a truck driver. I deliver alcohol. I'm driving 45 minutes in the AM from 3:45 to 4:30. It's dark and I'm tired and I listen to you every morning. My job sucks and you raise my spirit every morning. I thank you for your intelligent, very intelligent words. I'm Hispanic like you. I see all the bullshit going on. I 100% agree with you. Every view you have. Also, you and Q are like MJ and Pippin. Laugh out loud. You guys are so cool and entertaining and funny as hell. I always stand up to Democrats. I live in Springfield, Ohio. Oregon, sorry. I also live in the most liberal state in the U.S. Yes, you do. It's so annoying how blind people really are. LeBron James is a very dumb also, Jace. I never hear the BLM or LeBron James talking about Hispanics, a.k.a. other minorities, getting killed. They did make a little small attempt. They did make a small attempt. Recently, they did make a small attempt where they, for the kid in Toledo. But again, it was a justified killing. They let that one go. All they talk about is black criminals getting killed. That's how I know it's a narrative issue with BLM. I'll let all my Democrat family members and friends know your point of view. They don't understand the whole world is consumed by communist socialist government. Just let them know about Cuba. If you have to go the Hispanic route, let them know about Cuba and Venezuela. Venezuela was the richest country in South America. And look at it now. I hope people start waking the fuck up, man. I also love how you ain't afraid of talking about the rigged election. It seems like news and every other podcast don't talk about our rigged except you. Thank you. You're a bright light shining through the darkness. Much love, man. I love you too, my brother. And I'm going to tell you, yes, it was a rigged election. And I hope this audit in Arizona at least reveals something. I'm praying that it reveals something. And I think it will. All right. From Johnny, Wisconsin tour. Jace, hey, brother, I'm here in Wisconsin. I would love to meet up with you. And when you travel the state so I can assist you in any way in Wisconsin, spread the word about the Republican information that people need to know on this state. Yes, Wisconsin is on top of my list because it is a state that I believed was rigged. So we need to make sure we get our electorals out there to make the proper decisions and get the voting situation corrected. We do not want to have another 2020 situation. Also, I would just like to meet you in general. I listen to you every day and I believe this in the same things you do. And I've been through some of the same shit you have been through. I've done 10 years in prison. And yes, because I was a dumbass and deserved the time. I'm not a crybaby, but I don't take responsibility for that shit I done. But I'll tell you what, I can take nothing back because I wouldn't want to. I had been on that place to be where I am today. And know I'm getting my shit together. I have a 7-month-old son, God bless, who keeps me out of trouble. And I have to raise in this world that Joe Biden is fucking up with his stupid transgender shit and gas prices. Fuck. Man, we need Trump back. Back, but please get back of you. Would like to meet up with you when you travel to Wisconsin, brother. I would love to meet with you in Wisconsin. I'm definitely doing an entire tour of Wisconsin. That is for damn sure. Pennsylvania's on the list. Michigan's on the list. Arizona's on the list. I am going to hit South Dakota, North Dakota. I am hitting Republican areas, but I want to hit a lot of the Democratic areas. I'm preparing a team to go with me. Yes, like a Navy SEAL Team 6. I gotta have a squad with me. But we have a great couple of people that are already signed up, military personnel, or ex-military. Yes, I mean, listen, we've all done our time. We've all been through the ringer. And the most important part about all this is that we learn from our experiences. And yes, kids can be, if you're smart and you realize how important your child is in your life, which I have, you realize that nothing in this world is more important than your kids and your family. And that's why we fight for America so hard. We fight for America so hard because we care about our kids, our children. I care about other kids. It hurts me when I see a kid getting shot in Chicago. I don't give a fuck what color they are. It's a kid. It's a baby that didn't have a chance to live. And God knows the potential they could have had. They could have been the next Albert Einstein. We don't know because they never got a chance to. And I think that this is a situation that needs to be addressed, and the Democrats refuse to. Instead, they like to pin everyone against each other and create division because it creates power on their side. But they're losing that power because people are seeing right through them. D-Man, wow. Jace, I was looking forward to the Q special. I had no idea we were getting a YouTube church sermon. You are a saint for allowing this. I'm very curious as to how you found yourself friends with Dr. Q Quack from a different state. Anyway, car wrecks are sometimes fun to look at. Just for your information, on a sunny day, if my sprinklers come on, I see rainbows in my yard. I must have a dome over my home. That's what I heard, 100% fact. And it will come out soon. You'll see. Don't drink anything that gives you on his visit. So then you continue with another email. Jace, I have been thinking about my recent email, and I probably had a low frequency from eating some Doritos. Going to the gym brought me back to earthish. I just want to say thank you for being the voice of the people, but if you represent the people, great, but you're advertising Republican people mostly. I think we, the Republican people, don't have time for distraction and can't afford project any vision of being crazy. Even if it's all rhetoric is true, which I highly doubt, Republican people need to focus on what's happening and what's going on with wrong and where we're headed. Let's keep our eye on the ball, wall, and no masks at the mall. That's good. Just my 0.2 cents. Looking forward to seeing you on tour. So a little late there, buddy. You wrote, don't read on air. Yes. Well, I did read it on air. My bad. just in advance, I'm going to go ahead and apologize for that. But yeah, look, I wanted to give Q because if not, then I'm being a hypocrite. I'm not letting him voice out his opinion. But if you guys really want to know how I met Q, me and Q, I mean, this, hopefully he doesn't listen to this episode. It might piss him off, but me and Q met in federal prison, believe it or not. And we gained a bond in there because we were both the only guys in there that I felt were normal. Me and him had each other's backs, and me and him worked out. We worked out every single day. He would write diets for me. He's really intelligent. I don't know how he got caught up. We used to talk policies and politics, but somehow he got caught up into this Q world, and I don't know how to get him. I don't know how to shake him out of it. I'm hoping that reality will hit eventually, and he'll finally see that all of this is a farce. But again, it's hard. It's really hard when somebody's had their mind made up like that. Okay, so we got an email from Susan. I'm terrified. Hi, Jace. Thank you for allowing Dr. Q to do his show yesterday. I enjoyed it and want to apologize for asking too many questions. LOL. You do not need to apologize. This is what my show's all about. I want your voices to be heard. Hope you have him back soon. I knew you wouldn't behave, though. You were still interrupting him and making a mockery out of that poor man. I was not. It was just really, really long, and I sat through the whole fucking thing with you guys. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Damn it, Susie, I thought you were going to compliment me. Anyway, when you go on your tour, swing by my house. If you're in PA, we can sit around the fire, toss some cold ones back, and talk about good vibrations. LOL, your pal Susan. Absolutely, Susan. I am going to Pennsylvania. That's for damn sure. I'm going to Pennsylvania. Any state that I feel, and I'm going to Georgia, which I know is risky. I know it's risky, but I am going to Georgia, and I'm going to go to Atlanta. See, the thing is that my bus, the way I'm designing my bus is very different. Very, very different from unlike any other tour bus that you've seen. There will be Republican presidents, and there will be Republican black senators, the first one. Booker T. Washington will be up there. I will make sure that people are confused because people do not realize the first senator or the first congressman was black. So I will show the community and the African-American community that Republicans don't have any issue with skin color. We really don't. We just want everyone to have equal rights, and we and our track record shows that. Has there been some bad seeds? Absolutely. But I can bet $1 million that there's more bad seeds on the other side. That's for damn sure. So that being said, my bus is going to be very different from your usual bus. Of course, it's going to have Mega on it, which is probably not going to rub the right way with a lot of people. But that's okay. I'm planning on reinforcing the outside of the bus in case something was to occur. I plan on reinforcing the bus. I'm not going to just go in there and not have any form of reinforcement. But I'm excited. It's going to have a conference table inside, where a round table where everyone's equal, because I like the whole thing of King Arthur and the whole theory behind being in a round table means nobody's superior to anybody else. Everyone's equal. Kind of like the earth round. So I'm going to have a round table, conference table with leather chairs, leather furniture, wooden floors. Then I'm going to have the area where I could stream, podcast, the whole system, everything will be on the bus. It's going to be a lot of work, but I will get it done. And I will get it done within a month's time because I'm dedicated to it. I'm also working on buying another vehicle. Again, this is why I could use a little bit of support, guys, because all this is coming out of my pocket. And I don't want money. I don't want handouts. I don't ask for handouts. But if you want to buy merchandise, it does help me. You can visit the RepublicanNationStore.com. That's the RepublicanNationStore.com. And by purchasing merchandise, you're only helping me do this. I'm trying to buy a van. It's not a van. It's more like a kind of like a sprinter kind of thing. Not a sprinter, but an Ecoline or whatever, where I can put refrigerators inside of it. So that way, when I'm doing the nonprofit feedtheneeded.org, which I'm already, I'm getting the website done, I can actually be able to keep the food refrigerated and process it and seal it so I can hand out food to people. And that's really what I want to do. And I'm very passionate about it. I want to give back to the community, and I want to involve law enforcement in it in some which level. So I want law enforcement to be a part of it, whereas maybe they can show up to the events and help me give out the food. And because I want people to get a different perspective. Law enforcement loves America. Law enforcement, for the most part, most law enforcement agents, whether federal or local level, they love the people they serve. There's some bad seeds, like there's bad seeds everywhere, but they enjoy what they do, and they chose that job because they chose it because they wanted to protect and serve the community. We should always remember that. It's not an easy job, and we discuss that a lot in some of these debates that we have, and you're going to hear a lot of them. This may be a longer show than usual, but there's just too much good content not to do it. So without further ado, I'm going to let you guys start tuning into some of these interesting debates we had. So yeah. The topic is going to be Big Pharma. Okay, so what is your views on Big Pharma?
The pharmaceutical industry, in the United States specifically, is just, I believe, and this is at my core, I believe is just draining people of their money and ripping people off. And the problem is Donald Trump tried to lower the prescription prices, and then Biden sort of kind of, you know, tried to go back on it. And I don't they're a multi, you know, $1 trillion industry, you know, worldwide. And they're charging arm and a leg, especially when it comes to like
insulin.
insulin, exactly. Both of my grandmothers were on it, and my grandmother could barely afford her insulin because these big pharma corporations, and they're just ripping people off. And if you look at the you know, before insurance, you know, if you look at your prescriptions before insurance like kicks in, the price of these pharmaceuticals is insane, and we're being ripped off. And it's abhorrent.
Well, I mean, it's the golden rule, the one with the gold rules, and big pharma rules, just like big tech. Anything, whenever you're calling something big something, it's usually because they are very powerful, and every single senator and congressman is in their pockets. I strongly saw what Donald Trump was doing with the competitive, the executive order he did, so states can purchase from Canada and can purchase from different people that can provide lower prices. The U.S., for example, we are always getting ripped off when it comes to big pharma. We are always getting ripped off. We pay more than any other fucking country in the world. And honestly speaking, it's sad when we talk about big pharma. They make so much money, yet there's a lot of things, for example, that we don't control over here. A lot of these things happen from China. I know it's a little bit off topic, but this is one of the things that bothers me the most. I hate the fact, and I hate this so much, I hate the fact that we depend on China for anything that has to do with medical. Anything. We should be independent on anything medical, medicine, anything of that nature. We should be independent. Supplies, anything that we use in the medical field, we should be independent. 100%. Yeah.
So these stats are current as of 2019, so it's a few years outdated, but 19 million American adults import medication to save money. That's 8% of the U.S. population. So right there, like, the country with the lowest prescription drug prices is Japan. To be honest, that's what it says. So we are being screwed over. This is 2017 study. We're being screwed over, and Americans spent $1,112 per person in 2014 for prescription drug spend prices. Canadians that spent $772.
Half of that, 50%.
So we're being ripped off.
Absolutely.
Yep. I mean, Trump, I think Trump tackled it. I think Trump tried. I mean, on insulin, he tried very hard. And again, he took something straight out of Bernie Sanders' playbook and nobody even realized it, which was letting the states buy from whoever they want. And that's something that Bernie actually brought to the table.
I did great, honestly. I did great. Yeah.
Very good impression. Very good. I'm very impressed with your impression.
I think it's pretty good. I think that it's probably the best that I can do, which is definitely the best. Trust me. Ask anyone. Ask Aaron or Melania. They'll tell you it's pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty good.
So let's take a humorous tip for instance. That was amazing, by the way. So let's
look at better when I'm on this $400 headset.
For all you older men, and I don't think any of us have to deal with it right now, but in the future, erectile dysfunction, just Viagra. Viagra?
That's me, man.
The average US price of Viagra is $58.72 versus Canada, where it's $10.77 for the same prescription. In UK, Australia, New Zealand, $8.31 on average. In India, $4.44, and in Turkey, $9.27.
That's fucking crazy.
They make a pump for that. I just wanted to point that out. They make a pump for that.
Yeah, I mean they do. But I just had to make my. I had to
pick they
Viagra.
Do. They do.
Viagra was on there, and I had to bring up Viagra.
And I'll continue to say this in the whole conversation on transgenders, I don't give a fuck. I don't care what they want to identify as. I'll respect them on whatever they identify as. I have no issues with that. Like if it's somebody that I know and they want me to be address them as a she, I don't care. Now, that being said, I follow science. like the left does and they claim to do. So I know biologically when a man is a man, a man is a man. And when a woman is a woman, a woman is a woman. Bottom line, even in the Bible, it's the same exact thing. We don't have to go the religious route. We could just go the scientific route. They cannot reproduce. Every species on this planet is here for one purpose and one purpose only, to reproduce. And that being said, I will respect them, and I will respect whatever they identify as, because I understand it's a struggle, and I understand it's rough for them because in their mind they are trapped. And I've discussed this with different transgenders, and I understand how their mind works. And they basically feel like they're trapped in a man's body when they feel like a woman. So I can understand that that has to be very difficult. But it's not going to change the fact on what I think. And no one or no politician is going to force me to change that. And it's just not going to happen because nobody controls my mind. If it's one thing the government can never control, is what's inside your mind. And you can never let them have that.
I get all the lefties that come in here. They kept calling me a grifter because I was agreeing with the left on a lot of things.
Thank you, darling.
Like, I'm not grifting. You know, I'm literally being genuine. But you know, whatever.
And what is your view on transgenders?
My view is, you know what, I believe live and let live. You know, they're human beings. You know, they deserve. I'm not against their rights. Like I said, I do.
But I am against them taking away women's rights, because what they're doing right now in this country. Just for the record,
I actually had this conversation with Tiffany. I said, listen, let's talk about transgender rights because you it's something you obviously care about. And I said, you know, can we give you your rights without taking away women's rights and, you know, biological women's rights? And she said, you know, what do you have in mind? And I said, okay, so. I'm perfectly fine. For instance, like the sports issue, I'm like, if someone is transitioned now, like I said, it's a case by case basis, but I have a hard time, you know, medicating, giving hormones to someone under the age of 18, but people, whatever. If someone has started transitioning before they've hidden, like, you know, go on full on puberty, and then they're competing in with girls. I don't have an issue because they haven't developed like the.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit. Their bone structure is still different. You cannot change
the
biology of a male. You cannot change it. You can't change it. I don't care how much injections they take. Biologically, they're still going to be they're still going to have an advantage against a woman, regardless.
You make a solid point. Yeah, you make a solid point. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm willing. I have to.
I'm not willing to take away somebody's rights. And let me tell you, women have been fighting for their rights longer than anybody.
I will fight for women's rights.
And so, I will never, ever take away one person's right to please and somebody else's. It's just, it doesn't work that way. You have to find equal ground.
I want to see more studies done and more, you know, look into this more because I'm not 100% like that. I said, like, that's why I'm not sure. So I'd be like, right now I'm willing, I don't know, but, it's definitely something I need to do more.
Hold on. I was addressed by the chat. How are you taking away rights? Well, when you're letting men compete in women's sports, you're taking away their right to compete at a fair level. Plain and simple. There. That's your answer. And you know why I said it? Cause I don't give a fuck, cause I can and I will. And this is my belief, and nobody's going to change my mind.
I'm going to actually look up some studies and say.
No study, nothing's going to change my mind. Physically, when somebody's born a male, they are a male in my eyes. And if whatever they want to identify as, that's fine with me. They can identify with whatever they want, and I'll even be as respectful as to refer to them as they identify. Don't care. Doesn't bother me. It's not going to change my mind on anything. I don't care. But they're not going to make me change my mind, or they're not going to play with my mind and make me think there's something they're not that I know they're not.
Yeah, most of these articles, even the more like, you know, leftist, even like more moderate leftist, you know, articles that I'm reading or studies or people that I'm reading here, there's both sides are saying, you know, it does infringe on, you know, biological women's rights.
Of course it does.
And I agree. Oh, I will agree with that. So maybe, I don't know, like they're saying, you know, so have the, and it's maybe, I don't know, like, so have a mixed gender league or something. I don't know.
I mean, the thing is, their argument then, what the transgender would tell you is they don't have enough people to create a transgender league. Well, no, then you're just going to have to
have a mixed gender league, if you know.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah, that's what their argument is. They don't have enough of in their community to do that. So therefore, my response would be like, too bad, and wait till there's more of you guys out there, and then you guys can create your own league. But meanwhile, I'm not willing to take away rights from women to please, again, somebody else, another group of individuals. We've already done that several times. Even with just gay marriage, we offended such a large percentage of people that thought marriage was sacred. It was a sacred religious ritual that we do, and they went ahead and they could have labeled it something else. Labels matter when it comes to stuff like this. Labels do matter, and marriage is something that all religion consider to be a very symbolical and very important part of religion. And when they passed that law making it legal to be married, they offended a very large majority of people, not just in the United States, but in the world. That being said, they could have called it anything else. They could have made it a legal term. They did not have to use the word marriage. But again, this country is so brainwashed, and this country is so politically correct that people are scared of saying what they feel or what is the right thing, even if it offends people. Listen, my views are going to offend people. Bottom line, I accept it. I don't care if it offends anybody. I don't give a fuck. Anything anybody tells me doesn't offend me, so why the fuck would I care about what anybody has to tell me?
I listened to your podcast the other day when you were ripping on LeBron.
LeBron James.
Oh, yeah.
You're spot on, brother. You were spot on.
So we were talking about the
truth. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for tuning in, too. I appreciate it.
Do you have any?
I'd love to have you as a guest.
Yes.
Competing against transgender people?
I know this is going to go over like a fart in church, but transgender, a male identifying as a female, still has the body and muscle structure of a male.
Yeah, thank you, Doug.
Therefore, they are male, regardless if they identify as female, and should not be allowed to compete in girls and women's sports.
Yeah.
Period. End of story.
It makes sense, you know, with the science, the biology. It makes sense. It's
yeah, it does.
I mean,
I pulled up some studies and I also pulled up some legislation, like some laws and stuff. And that's true biologically and stuff. But legally, it violates the Civil Rights Act.
But here in the great state of Iowa, we have laws protecting girls and women's sports. So therefore, transgender are not allowed to compete in that classification.
So someone does make a point in the chat. It is true that you can make a law based on religious beliefs, and people say so. Separation church and state doesn't mean that you can't make a law based on your beliefs.
Well, the Constitution was written and based upon Judeo-Christian beliefs.
I mean, this is true. This is true. It's you know, you. I'm. It's. I don't think anyone will argue against that. And if they do, I'm sorry. I don't think they have any claim to any evidence to back their claim up.
The First Amendment protects the citizens of the United States' rights to freedom of speech, freedom of religion. When you say it's freedom of religion, it's saying that the United States government shall not make a national religion.
Yeah,
and all other religions. That you know, we're not like what the Church of England tried to do in England. They tried to be the only church within this country, and it finally it just didn't work.
NZ Dima, thank you for that. That's awesome. I'm actually a Twitch streamer myself. I do gaming content. When I do my gaming content, I try to stay, you know, not political. So I have two different audiences. I have my you know, gaming, my nerdy gamers, as I love, and then I have my political audience. And I will tell you right now, it's, yeah, I decided recently to start getting political. And you know what? Some of my buddies, which are more liberal, they're like, you know, you do you, you know, and I still love you and respect you, but it's like, they don't want to turn into my political stuff, and that's cool. There are conservative Republican voices on here, and we exist. It's just where some of us are, some of us don't talk about it, and I didn't talk about it until recently, but you know, I decided, no, I'm not gonna hide in the shadows and be ashamed of my political affiliation, yeah. You know, and no one's gonna bully me or censor me. And
there's not many spaces like this one, which is a problem.
I know someone that actually works for Twitch that's not like super, everyone thinks the Twitch staff are all like crazy lefties, but I talked to someone that's more like a moderate sort of independent kind of person, and they're like, that works for Twitch, and they said, you know, the one thing that Twitch that they're told when it comes to the political section is, you know, they just kind of leave it alone. As long as you're not violating TOS, you know, they don't, they're not going to interfere.
They have a lot of rules though.
Yeah, they do. They do. But they said they like, that's the one thing.
Yeah, Twitch, tell that shit to them that they've banned me twice.
Yeah.
Okay. So
you know, I don't know who banned you, but they should.
A certain person got Jace banned one time.
Time I got banned by a certain person, but the first time that I got banned was because I was showing footage on what they do to cops. I was showing that the violence on police officers is equally as bad, and I was trying to show some support to the Blue Lives Matter cause. And apparently that didn't go well, and apparently some of the lefties in the chat decided to go ahead and report me, and that was a long-ass ban. It was a 30-day ban, whereas the other individual got me a 7-day ban.
You just got to be careful. You don't want to toe the line, but you just got to be careful and abide by their rules. But for the most part, the Twitch is like just live and let live with the political section, as long as you abide by TOS, you know.
Sacrifice and death. Sacrifice and death exceeds what Martin Luther King tried to do for civil rights. Beg your pardon?
His movement was larger than Martin Luther King's movement.
Oh, actually, it's technically true.
No, it's not.
Let me finish.
Martin Luther King created the civil right. I mean, are you kidding me?
Stop.
I'm not going to stop on my own channel. You best check yourself before you wreck yourself, fool.
Let me finish. The amount of people who have shown up to BLM summer protests—it's just so loud.
I know. I did it on purpose for being a dick.
So the amount of people who showed up to the BLM summer protests of 2020 versus people who showed up in Birmingham, Freedom, Mississippi, and to DC, the Freedom BLM summer exceeds it. Does that mean that Martin Luther King Jr.
It didn't accomplish
more?
What did BLM accomplish exactly?
Martin Luther King was much more effective.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I said that he's more effective, but there was.
You're trying to help. You're trying to help Joe Biden and his dumbass comment.
Come on, man.
Let me tell you this. A lot of people. One of my friends, she was the one. She was actually saying like it's okay to like burn the persons is down and you know things like that and steal it to and I said and then she quoted she used the quote a riot is something to be unheard from Martin Luther King, but I'm like I told her you're taking it out of context, you don't understand what the intention of it is. So the full quote, a lot of lefties will refer the riot is the language of the unheard that he said this is the full quote. It says, "It is not enough for me to stand before you tonight and condemn riots. It would be morally irresponsible for me to do that without at the same time condemning the contingent, intolerable conditions that exist in our society. These conditions are the things that cause individuals to feel that they have no other alternative than to engage in violent rebellion to get attention. And I must say tonight that a riot is the language of the unheard." Basically, he was saying, when you oppress people, eventually they're going to lash out violently and riot because they just believe that's the only way. But Martin Luther King said, I reject that. I'm telling you, I understand where people are coming from, but he said, you have to stay peaceful.
The reaction of Colin Kaepernick taking a knee was a disrespect to any troop or any soldier that gave their life.
Right. And there you go.
You know, it's a disrespect.
Now, Radif, now it's the opposite. Now, if you stand up, look at the girl that's suing the university. They kicked her out of the team because she refused to take the knee during the flag. So now it's turned around. You guys got your power, right? Colin Kaepernick was the symbol, a horrible fucking NFL player, by the way. He was the fucking sorriest quarterback. His career was over before it even started, just to start with that. But anyways, he takes the knee, gets all this attention. Now if you don't take the knee, you're attacked by your own coaches. You're attacked by others that are saying that you're racist because you're not taking the knee. That's great. That's amazing. It's a great, amazing concept. Flip the script on those that are proud of being American.
What was his name? Antonio. I don't remember what his full name was. If conservatives really cared about the military, then what they would be just as outraged when the police literally pulled out a gun on a military officer. But that's what I'm saying. It doesn't get as much coverage as. Oh,
it doesn't? Oh, that guy got fired and the guy got are you kidding me? His video went viral. Republicans condoned it all over Fox News. You don't watch Republican channels. That's why you don't see it. Sean Hannity mentioned it. Tucker Carlson mentioned it. Shannon Bream mentioned it. The Ingram angle mentioned it. Greg Gutfeld mentioned it.
Yeah, they did.
But you didn't.
I did.
That's what I'm saying.
Bullshit, yeah, I did.
Every single voice is going
we have
to
a
say,
fucking but... debate live on my podcast where we're discussing it. Where we have Doghouse Show discussing it. Do not tell me we did not discuss it and I did not condemn
it. You guys discuss it.
Well, maybe you weren't around, buddy. Don't jump to conclusions without knowing the fucking facts.
The disrespect done by Colin Kaepernick multiple times.
I have never discussed that. As a matter of fact, go through my podcast, go through my streams. I really didn't talk about it because I wasn't even streaming during that time.
No, you've been mad.
So we can talk about it right now.
Go back and check.
We can have the Colin Kaepernick discussion right now.
I don't want to have the Colin Kaepernick discussion because it's already been discussed and it doesn't need to be discussed. It's been discussed by so many outlets and so many things. Listen, I don't care what that guy does. That guy does not symbolize a movement. That guy doesn't symbolize shit but a disrespect to the American troops all over this fucking country and the people that have died for that flag. It's very easy to live in a country that's fucking free and take the knee on the flag when you never served for that flag. So for those of those people that take the knee, they can go fucking take both their knees and suck on this big dick. So common from the left, and they do it every fucking time. They do it with everything. For example, LeBron James, he'll go and he'll criticize and he'll put that picture of that police officer and say, "You're next," right? Hashtag you're next, whatever the fuck he said. I don't really give a fuck, but
war is not patriotic, but you know what? Wars happen.
Listen. Hey, I'm in mid sentence. So he'll post up this picture. But then he's protected by police officers everywhere he goes. The stadium is protected by police officers to make sure nobody goes into the court. So yeah, all these people, they'll talk and attack police officers, but they all need them. They all use them. It's the same thing as rappers. It's the same thing as all these famous people. Every event that they have, the Academy Awards, the Golden Globes, they're all protected. And I've been to the Academy Awards. I've seen it. Surrounded by police officers. You know what? It's very interesting how they all attack these same people that are the ones that they protect, that protect them. The irony of Alyssa Milano one day saying the police in this country are abusive and this and that. The next day she's calling the police because there was an intruder in her backyard. This is the hypocrisy of the left. They go and they quickly attack one group of people, but they need them. They just don't tell you that part.
The wrong tree.
People dying for a cause is not funny. I'm sorry. Dying for the American dream, dying against tyranny, the fight against tyranny in the American Revolutionary War is not funny, okay? Those people that fought for the more perfect union that we have today, that's not funny. That's disrespectful and offensive.
So here's my issue here, right? there is no way that you can protest or oppose the status quo without a significant amount of pushback, right?
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm opposing the
status quo. Like, there's two very clear spectrums in politics right now. We have people on the right where they essentially believe that the way that things are right now is fine, right? And you shouldn't push back against that. And then you have people on the left who are saying, well, actually, maybe things aren't so perfect in our country and we should work to change that, right? So you can protest police behavior and advocate for police reforms and accountability without saying
there needs
that
to be protests
police
for
are
police.
Right?
I agree. Just don't do it during.
I think there needs to be protests for police, dude. I think you know what should happen? And this is how ridiculous it is, right? What if white people went to the streets and protested for police? All of a sudden, we'd have a big issue here, wouldn't we?
Yes, we would.
No, I'm not against Kaepernick doing it, but don't do it during the national anthem. That's all I'm saying.
Right, but what way of protesting the status quo would you believe is acceptable?
You don't mean you
protest.
Do that
time other than the national anthem is perfectly fine. Jeez.
So you can just walk down this path. Okay, if you're a cop now, right? If I'm a cop, and I know a lot of them, I have a lot of cousins that are sheriffs and everything.
No, I'm not indoctrinated. I love this country because I love everything it stands for.
Here's the thing. If you want to see a protest that's bad, watch when the police finally go into black neighborhoods and go, you know what? I'm not getting out of the car. I'm just going to watch and see what happens, because every time I get out of the car and try to help people in this community, I get hung up on a cross and crucified in front of everybody. My whole life's ruined. So just, if I'm a cop, just stay in the car. Don't even do anything. Let them dictate themselves.
Right, but people are not criticizing police for simply doing their jobs, right? People are criticizing
police. Yes, they are.
Let me finish. People are not criticizing police for simply, like, doing their jobs and existing, right? People are criticizing police for when they kill somebody and there's little to no accountability, right? People don't want a law enforcement that
people
goes
people are attacking every single police officer. I'm sorry to tell you, they were already they're protesting in Ohio for a justified shooting that even the girl that was saved was thankful. The person across the street had a video footage. They didn't know he had a camera. That was released this morning, but guess what? They were still protesting because a police officer decided to save another black girl from getting stabbed to death. But again, that was wrong. Even though the police officer has to live with this, and we know he was laying down on the floor and he was crying because he had killed her, and it was the hardest thing he probably had to do and will do in his entire fucking life.
His life is ruined now, dude. His life is ruined.
And then you got fucking bitches like LeBron James posting up pictures all over the internet trying to discredit the man. You're next. Who the fuck does LeBron James think he is? What, because he's a fucking celebrity? Because he's... Well, who the fuck is he? That fucking lousy ass fucking bitch. You guys only have one way of thinking. Hold only the right accountable. Hold only the police accountable. But let's let Maxine Waters go ahead and say whatever the fuck she wants. Let's let LeBron James go ahead and say whatever the fuck he wants. Let's not hold anybody on the left accountable for their actions. But let's hold police officers accountable. Let's hold anybody on the right that might say something. Or let's hold people and let's already find them guilty, like Matt Gaetz, without an entire investigation taking place. But yet, let's give a promotion, a swallow, for sleeping with a fucking spy, with a Chinese spy. The left is fucking dumb. The left has no idea of anything. They have a one fucking way standard that it's only their way or the highway. And I hope you guys fucking lose the house.
It's going into an unreversible situation.
It will be reversed. Come 2022, it's going to be fucking reversed.
Dude, that's what's going to happen.
Rubber bullets are non-lethal. You're not going to die from it.
You may not die, but it's going to fuck you up, right? So that's
to begin with, and then you won't get shot with a rubber bullet.
Okay,
simple as that.
If that's your position, don't defend the other one, right? The police are violently suppressing riots, right? This is happening.
Yeah, well, don't commit the riot, and don't riot in the first place, then. Duh!
Again, this goes back to why did we believe
in the first place. Clark, I'm going to ask you the question that was asked of me.
Okay.
How do you stop a riot? How would you stop a riot? Is basically, no, better yet, Luder, ask Clark the same question you asked me so he could answer it with his great wisdom.
Thank you. All right, so Clock Guy, in all of your incident wisdom, Clock Guy, What do you believe is the solution to solving riots? Do you believe that we need to violently suppress them? Or do you believe that we need to change the conditions and address the conditions that cause people to riot in the first place?
Yeah, the latter, probably mixed with some like community outreach and stuff like that. I mean, I saw lots of videos online of like police officers just like joining like the protesters, mm-hmm. right? And like, hey, we hear you. We're with you, right? This is a great way of like telling the community. Like,
hey, oh, fuck.
We trust you.
Devil Dog, that's fucking awesome. Fucking snowflakes. No, you have to hear the fucking sound, like the background where Devil Dog, when you're saying that, like when Clock Guy, when you were saying that he was, that some cops were joining, he said like in the background, yeah, fucking snowflake.
Yeah, so like this is how you address riots, right? You don't violently suppress them. Right?
Yeah, you use violence against violence. Cannons, that's what you do.
Therefore, they weren't violent.
You do.
It's disingenuous.
Yes, you do. How the fuck do you, if people are being violent, you got to be violent back.
There are some riots which need to be dealt with, right? People get crazy and they start burning down buildings. I agree. But the way that things were happening, police were escalating protests consistently, right? We were seeing police consistently like pepper spraying people, like running over people.
Yeah, that's what you use, non-lethal force. That's what they're there for. That's what pepper spray is there for.
These people are just as bad. These people are just as bad. I'm sorry. If you're rioting, you are no different than the racist people down in the South that rioted when we were trying to free black people.
So this is a very, very simplistic outlook on it. Sure, rioters are rioters, if you want to put it that way. I think that, yes, we need to address riots, right? We need to address the violence, imminent danger, right? That's police's job. But whenever it comes to like actually dealing with these issues, it's not going to be like aggressing on protesters and like pushing them into little, I know in Dallas, they like sequestered the protesters in a small little area right around curfew so that they couldn't escape until curfew passed so they could just start arresting people, right? This yeah. is not how you do things if you want a burgeoning democracy and freedom of speech. This is totalitarian as fuck. And the way the police have been performing and acting isn't right.
Man.
No, it I'm sorry. But here's the thing. You have to be very unintelligent. See, so here's the thing. Martin Luther King, peaceful protesting, did not fight back, did not riot, did not promote rioting. What happened? He died, yes. But you know, 1964 Civil Rights Act happened. He was peaceful and change happened.
And the police still aggressed on them, right?
But
this is different. This is different.
Right.
Back then, they didn't retaliate. This is now BLM is being the aggressor.
They did retaliate. We can point at the Black Panthers as a clear example of this, where they simply said, yeah, we're going to exercise.
Those are organizations, militia organizations that were created. That's not the same thing. I'm talking about that. That's like comparing Antifa and saying that that's also the BLMs. I mean, people part of BLM.
Change did happen. The 1964 Civil Rights Act did happen. Segregation and Jim Crow laws happened. So change did happen. What are you talking about? Change didn't happen.
Let me pose this to you, right? Let's say we have two groups.
Someone said that in the chat.
Rioters and protesters, right? The protesters come out and peacefully protest, and the rioters pop out at night to start burning shit down because they're fucking wild. Okay? So if we want society as at large to start like disagreeing with these rioters and stopping these movements, what do we do? Do we start like suppressing actual protesters?
No.
And, like,
well, you know what the protesters do?
Do we not listen to the protesters and make
the protesters, you know what the protests should do? Right. No, like what a lot of people did in the Capitol, the Capitol insurrection that you guys are talking about. Hold on. Hey, Clock Guy. Okay. So this, okay. So very simple. I just mute him. So it's exactly what the people that supposedly insurrected the Capitol. Some people didn't go in, right? Some people didn't go in. Some people chose. And during the protests, when riots happened, the protesters could simply go, you know what? Now it's turning into something else. I'm going back home. Very simple. They can get in their car. And that's usually what happened in most of these riots that occurred at night. Most of the protesters that were actually there protesting left when they saw it happening. So therefore, the ones that were left were the ones that were causing havoc and violence.
What could have prevented the Capitol riots?
You know what? You know what could
have? Government listening.
Okay. Yeah, the Democrats actually putting more police and more people there.
No, the government needs to listen to the qualms of the populace. We can't just violently suppress any time that, like,
listen, man, when you're throwing rocks at police officers, police officers need to fuck you up
and properly address their concerns.
I'm sorry, you throw. I'm sorry, you throw. Okay, listen.
If you're not going to properly address any of the concerns of the population, and you're going to violently suppress actual protesters and agitate, right? That this is a. This is intentional.
I'm gonna listen, very simple. Hold on. Very simple. Very simple. If you fucking, if you're in a group and people start throwing fucking rocks and start throwing a bunch of shit at fucking cops, the cops need to fuck everybody up in that group. That one person fucked it up for everybody because they cannot risk getting hit by a rock in the head and fucking dying. So you know what they do? They fuck everybody up in the group. And I'm with it. Right? Good job. That's what the cops need to do. Fucking protect themselves.
Again,
people who are holding a BLM sign on the sidewalk is not the same as people who are actively trying to trespass.
Oh, come on. Give me a break. Fucking Minneapolis, Portland, Oregan, Seattle, Washington. You guys created, in Seattle, they created a fucking city called Chaz. Give me a fucking break. They were pointing fucking laser pointers at fucking U.S. Marshals' eyeballs, man. Fuck that. Guys are going to try to compare people going into the Capitol and taking a couple pieces of fucking government property to people actually trying to hurt other fucking law enforcement agents and police officers. Give me a break.
Wait, do you think the Capitol?
I got a job for you. I got a job for you. Okay.
Okay. I may not do it unless you pay me.
Okay. Here, you take your kumbaya fucking fantasy world that you fucking live in.
I live in America, okay, motherfucker. I don't live in an authoritarian hellscape where the police suppress everything.
Shut the fuck up!
Yeah, and we don't want that either.
I don't want that either. I'm trying to tell you.
I don't want that.
You guys were justifying kettling and all that shit. Like, you're pretty much justifying.
Because these people are rioting and trying to destroy society.
No, you didn't hear what Luter said. He said one single person can do this and they can just fucking kill. Sorry, not kill everybody. Sorry. They can fuck everybody
over. Listen, you want me to tell you.
One person spoils it for everyone. That's why.
You want me to clock guy? The only thing. Hold on, guys. Be quiet for 1 second. Hold on.
He don't like.
Devil Dog, give me a second. Give me a second, Devil Dog. Look, Clock Guy, the reason that I was most happy about them, I don't, as in that particular part of that bill that you're talking about, I could be iffy about it. I can be iffy about it because it does violate people's rights to protest. I understand where you're coming from. What I was happy about with that bill was the fact that you could defend your property during a riot. That is what I personally was happy about with the bill. From my standpoint of view, like if somebody decides, fuck, they're going to start attacking my car while I'm in it, I'm going to have the right to shoot them because they're damaging my property and they're putting my life at risk. And there's not going to be. So I was more worried about the specific individual, right? Because I feel that a lot of people were getting their property damaged and they couldn't do anything about it. So they just had to let things go down in flames. I was in agreement with that because I think that that stands with a little bit of the Constitution, which is you have the right to protect, you know, you have the right to protect what's yours. So in my mind, I was with that. Now, when it comes to that, okay, one person incident, that's a little sketchy because I could see how it also violates people's right to protest, you know, so I can kind of agree with you on that one.
I said, you could take your kumbaya fucking fantasy goddamn world you live in. Yes, I know you live in the United States, so keep quiet. And go into the middle of the next fucking riot and try to persuade everyone to stop. And guess what's going to happen to you? You're going to walk out of there, if you walk out, a bloody fucking mess because everybody in that crowd's going to turn on you and beat the ever-loving shit fuck out of you.
Riot. Right? I think the police should be doing stuff to stop them. I agree with you guys. You just agreed with us. I do.
He's disagreeing with the law. He's disagreeing with the law they passed in Florida.
Suppressed the people, okay?
I said, if you look at how Europe does it, okay, and there's people in this chat that have agreed with me. A riot breaks out in Europe, the cops are, they're not handcuffed. They go in and they break the shit up. They bring the MRAP vehicles that have pumps that can pump water from a fire hydrant at 80 PSI. okay, which will knock you on your ass if it's a direct stream. That's what it's for. Use water. Use whatever means you have to break the crowd up. That's okay, what'll happen.
Clock
if you start doing that here in the United States, watch how quick the fucking riots stop. But the problem is people like you on the left and others on the left will say, oh, that's back to Jim Crow era. Da, da, da. No, it's called taking the motherfucking streets back and making it safe in this country for everybody.
Have you seen Clock the U.S. treats its rioters and protesters?
Clock Eye, look, this is what I'm saying. And I think we can all agree. I think we can all agree here. I have no issues with people protesting. I have issues with riots. And I think you have issues with riots as well, I would assume. Right? You don't like riots. Nobody here likes riots, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So I would assume when a riot occurs that their freedoms just went out the window because they turned a protest into a riot. So now they're affecting other people's civil liberties and their rights. So therefore it turned into a riot. So now we need to protect other people's rights. And there's that. If it's a protest, they should be allowed to protest without a problem, as long as no violence is involved. So guys, so but I can tell you, we get real good stuff on tomorrow morning's podcast. You are going to love it. I brought in a special guest, a very intelligent professor. He doesn't want to say his name, but he is a professor, an extremely intelligent gentleman, and he will break down everything that's wrong with this country in his own, you know, in his own mindset. So I hope you guys really enjoyed this show. I put in a lot of work. I get content, my own personal content, because this content's not available anywhere else but the Republican Nation. This is content amongst people that are in panels with me and work together with me. That being said, we tackled a lot of conversations. I personally think the Republican talking points always outweigh the Democratic talking points because they're just silly. The left is silly. They don't know what they're representing. They don't know anything. They're just lost. So that being said, God bless every single one of you guys out there. I love you all. I love every one of you listeners. Even if you're a lefty, hope you come to the right side. But you know what? I love every single American. You guys are all my family. We're all Americans together. We're all struggling together. Our voices are being silenced together. This struggle is real. This movement is real. And we need to take back our country. And the only way we're going to do that is by making our voices louder. As they silence us, we get louder. And we keep getting louder until we're heard. And we will be heard. And eventually there'll be enough of us that this left-wing movement will be dead on arrival. And you're seeing it. You saw it in this election when we took more House seats. And they lost House seats. That shows you right there people want change. And that also shows you the election was rigged. I'm always going to keep saying that. I'm sorry. But nevertheless, God bless you. God bless your families. And God bless this beautiful country we call America.
It is time for our politicians to summon the bravery and determination of our American ancestors. It is time. It is time to plant our flag and to protect the greatest of this nation for citizens of every race, in every city, and every part of this glorious land. For the sake of our honor, for the sake of our children, for the sake of our union, we must protect and preserve our history, our heritage, and our great heroes is in our hands. And ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come. We will make America great again.